Good current up and set the bazaar daf chavav. We begin with basic and taste mouth, begin the gemara, but loy merid. So, although the halacha is by every chav, no loy malin, but not merid. So, it says, I'm going to say, I'm reading myself the seifrim, but it's brought himself the seifrim, that kosher shabbat kanan harg, the most upstanding of the non Jews, one should kill. So, how are we saying that we're not meridin? So, say, you can say, is the Bishami the Kadushim of Farish, the Yishami explains, the Ain Bishas Bochama, that's only at a time of war. Maybe Ryan brings a proof, maybe Yikar Shesh Mez Rechab Bachar, that so they took 600 chariots to fight against the Jewish people in Egypt. Mechan Hayu, where'd they get them from? I thought they all died. Meharis Debar Hashem, those who feared the word of God. And so at a time of war, that's when you could kill them. Now, even though generally a Kanan is our idol worshippers, and they violate the seven Noahide laws, but Kamakam, still we see that Imaridin, that we don't lower them down. Why? Because we find that the Pasik includes for permission, the Chsib, it's in the Pasik, they're going to be for you for attacks, and they're going to serve you. So the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to, it tells you that they should serve you. And so we see that it's only during wartime that we're allowed to kill them. Next is Matthew begins the Gemara. Anishayna, but I teach. How can you say that you're meridin? If I teach l'chol avedas achicha, it says for all the lost objects of your brother, l'abas hamumer, to include even the mumer. Says today's statement's a wonder. My park. So what's the question? Maybe I'll tell you the meridin that yes, you lower him to his death. Even so, but you have to return his lost object. Because when someone is an informant for the mobsters, even though his money actually not allowed to actively destroy him, because maybe he's going to have an upstanding son, somebody's in Buzz in Yachin Russia, but Tadi Gilbert, that although the wicked father prepares, but the righteous child will wear it, and even so they would load them to the death. So what's the contradiction? Here is different. Because from that passage that we include by the mumer returning his lost object, we also include that returning his body as a Jewish person. But we return him to include the returning of his own body. So obviously you don't lower him to kill him. And just like we include Israel, we include them all, whether for the money or for his body. And even to elevate him, you require. And to also redeem him, Rabbam wanted to redeem him. If he would have been just a renegade for his lust, but since he was a renegade to anger God, so he said, oh, they don't let me redeem you, but if not, you would have to redeem him. And become all vice and also to lend the money on interest is forbidden. Kedemash perkei izu neshach and bamasid apasam bezem alaf. Ahadalei responded in neichah b'hadoch. In other words, that leave it by you because I can't take interest. Now mumla te'aven atim tzublach yaitse. Now a renegade that does it for his lust, you commanded to keep him alive. And therefore, that's the whole point of chayich yimach. You can't charge ribs. Now, me however, mamam shels manehem. That's one gear. So, or the gear should be mishumadim shel achshav, or the renegade Jews of contemporary times. Be that as it may, of a certain time period, lahachesein. They do it deliberately. The shavki ater ba'achli yisur. They leave even kosher that's available, and they eat non kosher. When matam ben avikachavim, and they assimilate amongst the non Jews, v'chol lahaches. And whenever it's deliberate to anger God, then you're not commanded to keep him alive. Then you don't have to redeem him. And they'll be allowed to take interest from him. Because the whole point, again, of not taking interest is that because you have to let him live. Here you don't have the chiv. Even though you're not allowed to give them interest, which is the pasuk in the Devarim Chav Gimel. And so you're not allowed to pay interest. And because of causing him to stumble on this iser of charging you interest, he should have said, wherever you say, so if you can't give him on interest, you also can't take from him interest. But no, still, since you're not commanded to keep him alive, you're not commanded to lend him without interest. Because you don't recite on him the pasuk of your brother should live with you. Now, we say in Yerushalmi and Parakei that Kutai, the Kesari, Mutal Aboysim Beribis, but that the Kuthurns from Kesari, you let them lend them on interest. What the meaning of the ayah is that we say pasuk that's brought in the medrash that Avadya loved Yoram ben Achav b'ribus, that Avadya borrowed from Yoram ben Achav with interest to get the lefarnas and neviim to provide for the prophets. Avagav the Yoram Yisrael Mumahab, although he was a renegade Jew, was lin l'ribus, and he just said that, you know, give him on interest. Shani Hassan, there it's different because the bekuch nefesh, but that was for to keep lives alive, to keep them alive, a mitzvah and a commandment. And in that situation, you're allowed to. Abu Masr, but informant, Migur Garmine is worse from him. We always find that we put an informant next to a heretic. And is not included for the halachas of a lost object. Now, maybe the one who holds, which is brought in the Gemara Babakaman of Kofi Tez, that the money of an informant actually not allowed to actively destroy, he would also hold the Mishim Navadas, he would have to return his lost object. For the reason of the pasuk Yochan Rosh B'tzadik Gilbash, that although he's wicked and maybe could kill him, but ultimately his child might be righteous and the money should be left for him. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara. Sam Mekan Mumis. He says, okay, we have to delete from here informant because the informant is not being taken down to his death. So such as Nerud Seim is the Davka Ligab Herod Labur, specifically regarding taking down to a pit. Masami Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan deletes Mumim Lasamni Bahadi Minim from having a renegade being taught together with a heretic. But for other things, we find in many places that we actually teach the halachas of a heretic and a renegade together. That the heretics and the rebels and the informants, they go down to Gehenim. That a sefer Torah that's written by a heretic and a renegade and an informant, it has to be burnt, which Rashi seems to not like that, Gersa. Then it says, Matthew begins the Gemara. And one man says that even a renegade to deliberately sin against God is only a renegade, is not a heretic. So it says, it's a wonder. In the Tanna, the Perek, the Harius. Learn Harius of Yadav and Malaf. If someone eats forbidden fats, he's a mummer. He's considered a renegade. He's a mummer. What's a mummer? He eats animals that have a mortal defect or weren't properly slaughtered or bugs and vermin. What's it saying? It seems to be redundant. What it says, what a mummer, and then it says, what's a mummer, and says something similar. Master Kachakam, the Gemara comes out like this. If he eats forbidden fats because of his desires, he's a mummer, he's considered as a renegade. Lahachis, if he does deliberately to anger God, he's a man, he's a heretic. He's a mummer, and that, so what's the price going on then saying? What's a renegade? Just on my min, that we could presume that he's a heretic. In other words, the mechibli dinan. From fats, you don't know. Because the Shemach Lutheb, maybe he's eating it for his desire. Mishem Shur Tabalecha, because it's good to eat. Shemach Kama, that's why the Brisa says, Eichel Nevel Satrafis, Pirish, in other words. Nevel Shemesa Machmas Chayli, an animal that died because it was ill. With Trafa Shanishba Mafrakasa, or a mortal defect because its spine broke. Shemesa Bahilacha, where it keeps on withering. Veinurur Lachil, it's not really fit to eat. Avim Kin, if that's the case, Lachil Lahachis must be eating only because he wants to anger God. We're not talking about that it was slaughtered with a knife, which, you know, just it wasn't a good shechita, and that's why it's disqualified. Because he wouldn't presumably be called a heretic, because maybe he ate it for his desire, because it's good to eat. Now, since there's a Mishlam on the Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, we understand the comment that he says, the Mumar Echon Abel is Lahachas. Then when the renegade eats, not kosher to anger God, Minhu is a heretic, so that Gemara makes sense. El Madam a Mummer, but one that says that he's a Mummer, Michael Mamer, what are you going to say? Regarding this, that we learned that what's a Mummer? But that shouldn't make him into a heretic, that makes him just into a Mummer. Yeshem says, we can say, the man is Lehacha, according to one who holds over here, Dab a Mummer, that you're right, he's only a Mummer. He explains the Bryce differently. Achel Chela is a Mummer. Something eats forbidden fats is a mummer, stumble to oven, because we could presume it's for his appetite, because it's good to eat. And then we have to announce regarding his lost object, and you don't take him down to the pit. And what type of a mummer that presumably did it to anger God? And therefore, you don't announce his lost object, and then we take him down to the pit. He eats dead animals, that are disgusting, similar to bugs, so it's comparing it to the bug case. Oh, that therefore, that must be someone that's doing it. Lahachas. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara. Ezeu min. So, what's a heretic? Ezeu oved elili kachavim. That's someone who worships idolatry. Since it's hachamash, it sounds like the Israel mumal abayz kachavim, that a Jew who's a renegade for idolatry. Nikkur min is called a heretic. Retan perikam dechulim, dabi gimel min av, shchitas min abayz kachavim. the slaughtering of a heretic is for idolatry. So pita paskuti we could treat his bread like the bread of a non-Jew, etc. So this is because it's difficult. The perikam the chulin over there are minin. The Gemara tells us amin but we could chavim. There's no halacha of a min of a heretic by non-Jews. But the Gemara asks my halacha is what halacha l'shchita. For slaughtering via Nesach and his wine libations, what do you mean? Hashda shchitas min Yisrael asura. If the slaughtering of a Jewish heretic is forbidden, from non-Jew, do you have to say, of course, it can be forbidden? My question is, what's the question? Hashkechani Yisrael ayved abedz kechavim. We find a Jew that worships idolatry more than a non-Jew. Because Eli Yisrael mumal abedz kechavim. When you have a Jew that's a renegade for idolatry, he's a min, he's a heretic. It sounds like according to everyone over here, the meridian that we take him down to the pit. Whereas although they're all idol worshippers, we don't take him down to the pit. And even regarding slaughtering, given to have a min since he's a heretic, Tanya also learned within the Braisa, the slaughtering of a heretic is for idolatry. But whereas we're regarding a non-Jew, we don't find that in general the slaughtering of a non-Jew is for idolatry. Ella Rebbe Elazar, only Rebbe Elazar, which is brought over there in Chulin, that you give him an out. So it says, you can say, this is what we say, the slaughtering of the heretic is for idolatry. That's a priest for idolatry. So Adik B'yis is way connected. Of Yisrael, but a regular Jew that worships idolatry, his slaughtering is not like the slaughtering of a heretic. But I, and the proof is, tells us, lizard dumb the ways kachum. Someone slaughters an animal to spray the blood for idolatry. Biyechin the Masuri says forbidden. Mishum lokeshom mitzvah. This says permit. Pesach kunches lisham. Rashi over there explains the mitzvah af ba'achila. That this day we say it's permitted even to eat it. Va'pesach shechet chay misa. Although the one that slaughters it is chay misa. Dumb perik arba misa on Sunday. Naf samachal from alv. Ad kana kamer mishum lokesh el behema. That Reb Shlokesh was talking about that's permitted only for the animal. Avagav bar katoluhu. But the person who does this chay misa. Midav mishtach lahar. Just like someone bows down to a mountain. The Har Mutter, the mountain, is permitted, but the one who worshipped it is going to get beheaded. So you see, that you see even by someone who worships idolatry, no, we don't presumably say that the slaughtering is prohibited. Next says, Mazda begins Gemara, there he just wanted to taste what's prohibited, although it doesn't have a great taste, it still could be litay of it. So it says, it's a wonder, what's the difference between eating a flea and a mosquito? From eating bugs and vermin. The humin, which we say he is a heretic, afbistama, even just unspecifically, and that's bebrayis the haris David Avim and Alv Shavis Lav, which I brought before in the previous tesis. So that says tais on divin masalachat. So and that says tesis yeshlam. What you can say is the hacham ayri. Here we're talking about b'mefarish behedya. He's explicit, and the lekach oisa. That's why he's doing it. Okay, so that's worse. Or enami, or another person could say, "Hasik mitani oichel shkatzim remasim." There it said he ate bugs and vermin. The mashma harbe bezechazed. It sounds like a lot, one after another. The mekamaisa tam from the first ones, you already tasted what it tastes. Now, okay, if you're doing more, it must be that you're doing it lahachas. I will hachem. But over here, ketanim parish echad yitishechad says in the singular, a flea or a mosquito. That's just one. That could be liti oven. He just wanted to taste it. I don't want my animal to go on the step, and so he's allowed to take away the step. Now says Master sounds like the Amar Hachi, that the reason why he would say this is to get out of it, so that it shouldn't be the way Rashi says like hatred. Like why is he doing this? Like oh, come up with excuses. So it says the potemans one. My Eibeshaychacha. What type of hatred is there over here? What do you mean? We were allowed to kill them actively, of course. Well, why are we concerned for Eibe? There's someone that you can say is the Meridin. This is why we say we lower him down. Hainu, that means kishadenu tekifa bezman habayis. That's only like when we were in control at the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Avolim alun, but this halacha, if we don't take him up, is af enyu denu tekifa. That's even when we're not in control. Hechad is leishtamute, where he could get out of it. Then we do the loy malin, like the Gemara explains. Now mikar hachi parach, and originally the Gemara asks. We lower him down. That's kishidin tkifa. That's where we were in control. Asuke hashta mibayis. So then now to like take him out. Do I need to ask? Because the person he can get out of it. So the Gemara's original question was that if there's halacha that when we're in control. You have to lower them if that's the case. So even when, meaning even when not in control, for sure when you could get out of it, so you would have to do it. That's the Gemara's question. So, however, if it's for Muna, if it's like for this worm in this foreskin, then you can't do it. And that's Kippur Shakodras. Like the way Rashi said, the Aslar Poisa Bechinik is not let heal him for free. Abaschar, sorry, but like Rashi said, but for payment, it's permitted Mishum Eva because we don't want hatred. But I, and the proof is, Beprek Mishal, the Gemara Gidnav Ein Manalf, the Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, Abdele Lehuavi Kachabim, Ledava Achar, Itasi. He did it, he healed them for some other thing, and he healed them. So I'm sure the Rav is like, obviously, a lot of heal a non-Jew. Obviously, he did it for pay. Or another person you could say, actually, no, he did it for free, but he wanted to get better at practicing medicine. It could be that that's permitted. So, the reason why he did was because he wasn't so well-versed. He wanted to practice on him, which some Gisoys have, that it was for the Ovi Kochavim and not for Yisrael, and that's why he did it, and therefore you were allowed to do it, even though he did it for free.